Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati here on Thursday, December 12th from our Town Fair Tire Studios at the beautiful Beasley Media Group in Dorchester. We broadcast you on 98.5 on the FM dial in Boston and the Boston area. We simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston on a daily basis. Catch us anytime on 98.5thesportshub.com or on the app. It pops right up. You can also catch our condensed version, the highlighted version of the show. It's called In a Nutshell. So you never have to miss anything from Felger Maggi and listen to the whole show back or just the highlights, whatever you want. So that's the whole rundown. How you doing, Maz?
Good, you?
Just peachy. Thank you so much. Big Jim Murray's in our update studio. I thought we'd start with some Bruins and Celtics.
I'm in.
Sure. I thought we'd start Bruins, Celtics, and Red Sox as well.
I'm in.
Okay? And we'll have plenty of football and plenty of all that, believe me, but I just thought we'd start with some of these other things. We had a couple ball games last night that we can sink our teeth into. We have some developments with the Red Sox we can sink our teeth into. So let's just start with that. And I think we start with the Celtics because, to me, of the two losses last night, that to me was more significant. Only because the Bruins and the Capitals, that thing's already been established. The Capitals own that ass. They own you. They own you. They're better. It's a bad matchup because is that
the Bruins aren't close.
I don't feel they're close to that team.
They're really not.
Okay, so we'll get to them in a second. But the Celtics, to me, that's a game you got to win. That's a game you got to win. For me, you know, again,
you got it right for you.
Yeah, for me, like everything's in the context of my take and my expectation for the team. My expectation for the team is that they go deep in the East Finals, if not win the East Finals. So for me, if they're going deep in the East Finals and maybe winning the East Finals, they're the second seed.
That should make you feel good that your old Milwaukee Buck, Malcolm Brogdon, said after the game, that's a team that should contend for the title.
Brogdon said that about the Celtics.
Yeah. He did, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I think they're a team that should contend for a title. That doesn't mean win. It means contend. And we'll leave that to the side, Maz.
No, I know.
Okay, so Brogdon's right. If the Celtics are a team that contends, they win that game last night. They've got to separate from the middle of the pack in the East. And I'm not telling you that you got to sweep your games in Indy or that you win them all against but that's a night where they're mostly rested. Okay, tonight's the second of back-to-backs. They're mostly healthy, minus Marcus Smart. They're up double digits a couple different times, including going into the fourth. Indy still doesn't have their best player. You got to win that game. And so to me, that was the worst loss last night. Your thoughts?
Oh, I agree. My perception of the Celtics is a lot different than yours. I look at it and I say, I think other than Milwaukee, the next five teams are probably in the same pile. And I still put Philly ahead of everyone else in that group. Because I think at the end of the day, if Philly plays to its ceiling, the other three teams, other four teams in that group can't keep up. And I'm talking about Miami, the Celtics, Toronto, and Indiana. Okay, like you know, those teams to me are sort of in a cluster. So I look, but I especially with Oladipo out, if they are who you think they are,
right?
You got to go in there and win that game.
Oh, you win that game.
Yeah, that one's that's a frustrating loss. That's one, you know, you're up, what, 10 in the fourth quarter?
I was just going to say, especially when you have a 10-point lead.
You had multiple double-digit leads, but the big one, a 10-point lead going into the fourth.
That's right.
Yeah, and last night was indicative of a problem that they've had since the beginning of the season, and that's too many turnovers. The bench isn't all that good. The bench blew the lead a couple of times. And
the bench blows.
And the last night, you know what? Last night is, to me, indicative of why, if there was ever any kind of trade, and it's either Brown or Tatum, last night is an example of why I keep Brown and not Tatum. Tatum just continues to frustrate me. He's too up and down. He seemed like, honestly, it looked like one of those, like, did you smoke too much before the game?
He checks out sometimes.
Were you hung over? Because he's falling all over the place. His handle was loose. He didn't lead that second unit at all. And I've seen that too much. And Brown actually had a good night if he didn't get into foul trouble. Like, Brown's had, has had a better season so far than Tatum. So, I don't know. I didn't feel that good about him. Again, the bench stinks. They got to do something there. As high as I've been on, and I think other Celtics fans have too, on Wanamaker at times, like, he can't lead that second unit either. That's a game that shows you that. So I mean, it's frustrating.
They're better than that team. You know, the Wanamakers of the world. And look, he's a nice little story. Every once in a while, he gives them something. But those
guys, third guy.
They're ninth and tenth players.
Right.
That's what they are. Those guys are ninth and tenth players. The problem is with the Celtics, to me, after they get past their five best guys, okay, and I think generally we all know who they are, who do they got? Like, to me, they thin out pretty fast. And I'm not telling you they're all useless. You know, there's a night every now and then that Carson Edwards gives you a little something.
Yeah, but haven't we said over and over and over again, depth is overrated in the NBA?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can have five guys. Like, I think having nine or ten is overrated. But I think you do need seven.
I think Brad plays him too much. And I got an email, and we don't do the email of the day anymore. That sponsorship's open, by the way. It's a good one. I got one, and it occurred to me during the game. Okay, this is from Tyler. Subject, Brad Stevens sucks, which I don't agree with. But the rest of it, I do. He says, Stevens let a 10-point lead go in the first few minutes of the fourth when he put maybe the worst lineup in NBA history in the game. Wanamaker, Javante Green, Tatum, Semi Ojeleye, and Enes Kanter. He put this lineup out there in a close game in the fourth quarter against a playoff team. He deserves to be on the hot seat for this crappy rotation management and refusal to take timeouts unless an astronomical run happens like the 18-2 one before half. So that's another complaint of his. The timeout thing, I don't feel as strongly about. But you got to get those guys minutes in the fourth quarter of a 10-point game against a team that you're jostling with for home court and this, you know, for you to get to where you want to go, you've got to separate from that pack. You think they're in that pack? I think they're above that pack. So go win that game. And I know you have back-to-back coming up here, but geez Louise, you got to treat Indy and Philly the same. You've got to separate from those teams. So ball out these two nights and then rest them the next when some crap comes in here. And so that frustrated me watching it in real time. Like, who's out there? And I know why he does that kind of. So he puts Tatum with that group. So there's no question about who gets the ball offensively, and he can take over offensively.
Right, he needs offense.
You know, like that sort of thing. And so, all right, so,
that was a mess.
But that was a mess, and it's just, why are you going down with that group in the fourth quarter in a game, I'm sorry, you should need?
Well, I mean, I think you answered your own question, and I'm not telling you I totally agree with it. But they got two games. They got Philly the next night, and so he's thinking ahead, and he says, you know, I can't just totally run these guys 43 minutes tonight and then play them all again 43 minutes tomorrow night. So he did the way he did it. I just think, look, I think Stevens is a little idealistic when it comes to the roster.
Oh my God.
Like this idea that everyone will contribute, we'll use them all, it's all well and good, except that when you play teams that are your equal or better, you got to shorten your bench. And again, I know they were without Smart last night. Hayward got popped in the nose. So I get, you know, there were some extenuating circumstances. But I think this was even true last year. He generally plays too many guys. He tries to keep too many people happy. And I think that's a hard way to do it in that league.
Okay, one of my goals this year, Maz, I know I'm not going to convince you on the Celtics till it actually happens. I mean, you didn't give the Red Sox any credit 2 years ago until we were like game six of the World Series or something.
Yeah, I never give anybody credit until the end.
Exactly. So I know the Celtics with you are a lost cause until we get there.
They're all a lost cause until we get there.
No, there's one I'm going to convince you of before we get there, and that is you've overrated the Sixers. And everyone's overrated the Sixers.
Yeah, you're not going to convince me on that.
Yeah, I don't know how many games you have to watch of them not shoot well, be sackless, be stupid, underachieve before you say, oh, maybe they're not as good as I thought. Maybe they're not as good as everyone's telling me they are. You'll realize this eventually. That this is one of my goals. You're still on them, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, I am, because again, I believe in talent in that league, and I believe in upside. And I believe that when all of a sudden, when everybody wants to dig in, everything changes a little bit. And the Celtics have a major size problem when it comes to Philly. Major. Now, they might beat them tonight. I'm not telling you that means they're going to lose tonight. I'm telling you that if they play them in a playoff series with their current roster, if something changes between now and then, that's different. But as they're constructed right now, they have a huge size problem with Philadelphia. Huge.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to tonight. And this is another game. Like last night, we're going to separate from that pack in the East, and it's going to be you and Milwaukee. You win last night, and you win tonight. So they blew last night. We'll see what happens tonight. That game can be found on 105.7 WROR?
That is correct.
Okay. I believe that's right.
Because tonight it's the Bruins going into Tampa. It's a tough little stretch for them.
Boy, is it ever.
Just quickly, last night, just another indication. Men v. boys. And you are the boys. You cannot match up with the Washington Capitals. And when I say that, I think people say that, and that's sort of a misnomer. Like, a bad matchup is you're big and physical and they're small and quick. A bad matchup is you hit the fastball and they have a lot of off-speed pitchers.
Correct.
That's a misnomer to say that it's a bad... Here's why Washington's a bad matchup for the Bruins. They're better. They're better. They're bigger. They're more skilled. They're deeper. They're tougher. They have better goaltending. They're better. That's why it's a bad matchup. They're better.
Oh my gosh, they're scary. There were times where I watched the Capitals last night and I went, holy crap. Like the speed that they play with and the size, the combination of the two. Because I've told you this before, the Caps scare me for the Bruins because of the size. Like I just,
they're also more skilled on top of it.
Okay, so
this isn't like the Blues who are just bigger and tougher and the skill level's the same. No, they're bigger and tougher and
they can finish.
Oh my god!
I also
think
crap!
That they look at that goaltender in Braden Holtby and look at a brick wall. Like they're not only is he good anyway, but he's in their heads collectively.
I mean, look at the two goals they scored last night.
They got to go off a stick, off a bar, off a crossbar.
Or a stick and a crossbar.
They've got to go off two things for it to get past Braden Holtby.
I mean, it really is like that. It's unbelievable. So that's the Holtby problem. But I think beyond that, oh my God, the Capitals are good. So I told you, when I saw the Bruins play the Capitals earlier in the year, and that was a game the Bruins blew at the end, if you remember. Okay, that one I thought, boy, the Capital size is a lot like the Blues, the big problem. Last night, it was a combination of everything. As you said, the speed, the skill, the size, all of it. Like, if they play like that, the Capitals are the best team in the league. They are a wagon.
What TJ Oshie did to Connor Clifton should be outlawed in the first world nations.
Wow.
Seriously, what he did to him was obscene.
Oh my God. He took his wallet, kicked him in the nuts, ripped his clothes off, and left him in the gutter.
What a freaking goal that was.
Wow. Ridiculous.
And that's their second line guy.
Seriously, ridiculous. And so I just think that there are times, even in the third period after they went up 3-2, the way they move the puck, you watch it and you say, how do you get the puck from these guys? They're fun to watch, though, man. They are. They're a fun team to watch. Like, as much as I used to dump on the Capitals pre-cup for being a choke team, man, they are good. They are really, really good.
So, and even still, I like the way you came out in that game, and then replay happened. So we're going to get to that as well. So we're going to start with everything other than Patriots. You want to weigh in on anything? Oh, you can weigh in there, too. Whatever you want. We're not going to shut you out. Your calls right after these words.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Brogdon gets them both. 122-117. 2 seconds to go. See if Kemba tries to launch one from half court. He does. It is in the air and no good. And that's how the ball game will end. Again, the Celtics start a game without Marcus Smart. They end it without Gordon Hayward, Jaylen Brown, and Daniel Tice, and push the Pacers into the final minute, but the winning streak comes to an end. The final, Indiana 122, Boston 117.
All right, we're going to start with some Celtics and Bruins chatter with you folks. We'll get to the Patriots in good time. You know we will.
Watch out for Indiana.
I don't take them seriously.
Okay, so I am...
Even with Oladipo, you're better than them.
Okay, so I'm adding in the Oladipo factor, and I don't know what he's going to be when he comes back either. But with Brogdon, Oladipo, and again, I go back to the big guys because the Celtics don't have it. Between, and I'm not telling you either one of them is great, Turner and Sabonis.
I hate Sabonis.
Okay, but the point, and I don't know, maybe you can offset Sabonis a little. He's not the most athletic guy in the world.
Oh, my God, really?
Okay, but he works in there. And I just think the Celtics have a problem there.
He plays flat-footed.
Yeah. He's still, what did he have last night? 14 points and 12 rebounds?
Yeah, the rebounds are overrated to me. I don't know. You shouldn't be losing that game. You're up double digits in the fourth quarter. They're without their best player. That's a team you're separating from. Win that game. Win that game.
Is it possible that by the end of the year, I'm going to convince you?
Sure, because unlike you, I'm not stubborn. I let the facts dictate.
No, not you. No.
I'm a slave to the truth, unlike you.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Flexibility
yeah,
over no, there.
So that's
yeah,
that
plastic man.
That's why you can. That's why I can be swayed.
Murray, do you know Felger's made a silly putty now? Do
yeah,
you know that?
Very bendable.
I consider that a slave to the facts. I consider that fair. No. That's not bendable in fight. It's called being fair. And if the Celtics lose games like that all season long, I'll change my mind. Yeah, they're just another Eastern Conference team. Jimmy in New Hampshire, lead us off today. Hi, James.
Plastic man.
Hey, Felger. As usual, I totally agree with you. If I was in the room with you there, I'd give you a big hug.
Okay, baby.
Celtics are a legit threat to go all the way when we're firing on all cylinders. And we saw it, you know, five, six games into the season when Hayward was back, the way our offense flowed. It hasn't been looking like that without him. And last night, like you said, is that a game that a championship team would win? Yes. We're not there yet right now, and I think our guys are looking forward to tonight's game. So I got a hot take for you tonight. I think Enes Kanter is going to be the guy we're talking about tomorrow, just because body for body, I think strength-wise, he's going to be able to keep Embiid away from doing what he likes to do. So just something to watch tonight. And typically, I think Kanter's terrible on D, but I think tonight he earns his money for us.
Yeah, I don't love that matchup like you do.
I'm glad you said that.
Thank you. I mean, Tice or, you know, someone like that, botting him or what. You know, I wouldn't be – is Marcus Smart going to play tonight? Like, not that he's going to take him every time in there, but once or twice just to get inside his head? Like, that's how they're going to do it.
I mean, my guess is that part of the – you know, I don't know what Smart's status is, but if they were going to pick the two games, they play him tonight, not last night. Right. That would be my guess.
And I'm not telling you Smart and Embiid is the matchup, but, you know, once or twice down the – I mean, he takes Giannis, so – it's really not that big of a stretch, but just to see, I think Embiid's soft, and I think you can get inside his head and all of that, and a couple of possessions with Smart. I mean, that's how it ain't going to be Enes Kanter.
I mean, if the caller wanted to tell me that, you know, Kanter will make Embiid work a little on the offensive end because he'll get some rebounds and he'll be a pest around the basket or whatever, fine. Defensive end, please. Cantor will get absolutely swallowed and destroyed. He can't
okay,
defend this.
So
guy.
You still have Philly as a clear second team in the East.
I do.
Are you concerned by their start?
Yeah, a little bit, because I all the things you say about them are fair. I mean, I'm not telling you. I think Philly plays dumb at times. I also don't think they're especially well coached, but I think their talent is really good. And I'm talking about their young talent. It's really about Embiid and Simmons to me. And then, you know, they got obviously some supplementary pieces that are pretty good, Tobias Harris, et cetera. But to me, their young guys are really unique. Unique young guys that are good.
Can we continue with Jimmy in New Hampshire with the Celtics thought? Yes, Jimmy.
So Cantor is going to be Dikembe Mutombo now. Okay. Felger, I have a quick question for you.
Yes.
You are of the mind that the Kyrie Irving trade is a bad trade, correct?
Well, yeah, you lost it. It didn't work.
So I disagreed with you until I thought of this question, and Jimmy Stewart's answer to this question will kind of sway me. Let's say we didn't make the trade, and ultimately we just ended up getting Colin Sexton. Would Colin Sexton and either Tatum or Brown and whatever other combination be enough to get you Karl Anthony Towns? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, so maybe, but you're on the right track with the general premise of why that Irving trade hurt you, is that it blocked you from doing other things. I mean, it totally blocked you legally by league rule from going after Anthony Davis because of that Furkacta Derrick Rose rule, which no one really knew about, and I wonder if the Celtics really did their homework on that. I'm curious about that. So you were blocked from Anthony Davis in the short term, but also sort of blocked your flexibility for something like this. So I don't know whether Sexton or whatever, the 8 pick, whoever you ended up taking or doing with that would have been
enough.
The move
would have been to move up to get Luka Doncic in that draft.
Okay, so maybe it blocked that. So, like, again, I can't recreate history for you. I can just tell you that it blocked Danny Ainge's creativity and another chip to do something that would have been lasting and would have helped you.
Sure.
Versus a guy that came in here and took a steaming dump on your entire operation. So that's another reason why it was a bad trade. Didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity cost was huge on that.
So, Karl Anthony Towns, I'm not as convinced as Maz that you need that singular big guy. I'm not as convinced, especially if he's soft, especially if he's got questionable work ethic or et cetera, et cetera. And that's what I hear about Karl Anthony Towns. This year, it's magically different.
Yeah, I'm not telling you that I go out and get any big guy. That's not what I mean. I'm telling you that there are certain big guys that I think are worth getting. He's one of them.
I mean, wasn't Jimmy Butler there and he couldn't wait to get out of there because they had no clue?
Okay, but how many teams has Jimmy Butler
right.
been with
he's
now?
He's a notorious a-hole.
I think he's also someone who gets it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. I mean, you know, he's got a little bit of a reputation of being kind of a, you know, a disruptive element in every team he's on.
When I watch him play, he plays all 48.
He does. He plays hard. Again, he plays hard. But what good is it if you're pissing everyone off all the time and it doesn't fit into the team concept? So, look, again, I have my questions about Towns. I'm just telling you, you find a 7-footer who could shoot 43% from three-point land and not just taking two a game, he's a different kind of cat. I would take Towns.
Okay, Phil in Duxbury, Bruins Capitals, your thoughts.
Hey, guys, first time calling in. Just wanted to tell you why you're a little bit wrong on the Bruins. I don't think the gap is that big between them and the Capitals. The score of the game last night was 3-2. And when you take, I know you guys said you're going to talk about the replay, but when you take away that, I think it was DeBrusque goal off of the offsides.
It was Bergeron, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. DeBrusque was the one offsides. When you take away that, it's 3-3. We're going to overtime at least. And do you guys know what the score was in the first game between them, the one in Boston?
Yeah, 3-2.
Yeah, they were up a goal with a minute and a half left, and they let up.
Yeah,
yes, I understand.
Even that one, when you look at the injury reports for both teams, what?
Do you know what the last 18 games have looked like against that team? You know what the record is?
I understand.
They're 1-18. Washington's won 17 of 18. Is that right? Do I have that right?
Something like that.
I heard him say it on the midday. I think it's 17 of 18.
Correct. They beat him last year for the first time in like 15 tries or whatever it was.
Okay, so it is 17 of the last 18. I would agree with you on last night. They don't get that goal reversed. Maybe that's a different game. The first game, that came down to the wire. They're up with a minute and a half left, and they gagged it away. Pretty even. I understand these two games. 17 of the last 18. Would you stop?
I mean, I even look at it in a broader term than that.
Look at their roster!
I think when the Capitals want to crank it up, they can just go to a place that the Bruins can't go to.
And that's why these games have gone this way. You know, they're down a goal in Boston, they score, and then it's going over, and that's it. Last night, whenever they needed it, they got it.
I mean, that's how I feel when they play him.
And I am sorry. If you watch Braden Holtby against the Bruins, I have never seen, and this includes, I'm not exaggerating when I say this. This includes games where I've watched Patrick Roy against you or Carey Price against you or name it. I don't think I've ever seen a goalie more comfortable or in command than Holtby is when he plays you. He is so freaking comfortable in that net when he plays you. Everything to him feels like a routine save, can of corn, like yawn, everything. Even your tough shots. Even, you know, Bergeron from the bumper there on like a power play, like a really good low shot, kicks it out. And barely, like, I don't feel like Holtby sweats when he plays you. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen a goalie that comfortable against you, and that goes back my entire life.
I mean, again, as we were saying earlier, look at the two goals they scored last night. Pastrnak rings one off the crossbar, and the other one gets deflected halfway and hits the corner of the seam of the crossbar on the post.
The first goal was post crossbar. The second one was deflection crossbar down. It's got to hit two things to get past him. You got to hit two things to get past Holtby.
There were no cheap goals in that game last night, by the way. Every one of them was ringing off of bars.
Kuznetsov, Backstrom, Ovechkin, TJ Oshie. Would you come on, Holtby? The only thing I would say is their decor. I love Carlson, but you get past that. I don't know if it's the deepest, you know. So there is the vulnerability for Washington. It's their decor. But, oh, man, that's a team. And when they play you, sorry. Men v. boys. We'll pick this up after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
At the near point, the Caps have it. They'll hoist the backhand into the slot, and Torrey Krug touches the puck as the horn sounds. The Washington Capitals victorious 3-2 in regulation over the Boston Bruins. The Bruins now 0-2 thus far on a four-game road trip, and they have gone winless in four consecutive games for the first time since early November.
So this little stretch by the Bruins is a reminder of what you did not have to do last year. Last year, you did not have to go Tampa, Washington, Washington, Tampa, Crosby, Ovechkin, Stamkos. You didn't have to do any of that. You didn't have to do any of that. You got Columbus and then the Hurricanes. That ain't going to happen again. So I'm not telling you you can't do it again. I'm just, you have to be better than last year because your road's going to, you're going to run into one of these teams. And Washington just owns that ass. And now it's back-to-back at Tampa. Now Tampa's had a rough year. They've fallen out of it, but that roster is still that roster. And so this is just a little taste of what it might be this year. A few other quick impressions. I heart TJ Oshie. I love that guy. Okay.
Boy, what a play that second goal was.
Both of them. You know, that, and to me, that should be the model for Charlie Coyle, where he's so a big, sturdy American player, not, Oshie came in as sort of a power forward. Like, he was a guy that threw his body around, and with the Blues, he was sort of played that Blues style, but has skill and uses his skill. And like, I think Charlie Coyle has that. So I think that's a fair comp. I want to see Charlie Coyle make that next step and become that. That's what I want to see him be. Maybe that's too much. I don't know. Maybe I'm asking too much, because I think Oshie has some special plays in him.
Like, oh, boy, does he ever.
Both those goals, just what he did, his hands on the first goal.
It's like a video game goal.
I mean, the first one, if that were a Bruin in front of the net, he's just whacking it. You know what I mean? He's just taking a wild hack, and maybe it goes in, maybe it doesn't.
Chopping down a tree.
He is. He's chopping wood. He's absolutely. It's like he's got an axe in his hand. Oshie collects it, waits patiently, forehand, backhand, bar down. Right? So... and then the second one was just, woof, poor Connor Clifton and McAvoy. I mean, he just undressed those two. That was beautiful. Charlie Coyle, you know who I'm a big fan of. I talk up a lot. I like the contract. He signs a contract. Since then, 8 games, 1 goal, 1 assist, -1. Did he even play last night? Like, I've started to not see him. Like, there's been some games, they're like, is he even in the lineup? I'm like, so... That's just a little snippet. He wouldn't be the first to sign a contract and then take a little vacation. Let's just hope it's not a season-long vacation or a career thing that he played up to get the contract, and now we're seeing what Minnesota saw all those years, which is nothing.
I just worry that he's a matchup guy. And when I say that, I mean he's fine as long as he's on the third line and he's getting teams that don't have third lines.
Well, he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be because just in a vacuum, size, speed, good hands.
Sure.
Good vision. He's got all the tools. He does. So that's just not, you know, that's not like Frank Vetrano taking advantage of other third lines or Riley Smith, just a guy. Coyle has, I think he's got all the tools. So he should be better than this.
Can I give you another one?
Please.
From last night, last week, I think it was, you made the declaration that the Bruins have a Pastrnak problem. And last night, I think, was another night that is indicative of what you said.
Thank you.
Because he's going to have like 70 goals this year, and that's ridiculous. That's great. That's all awesome. But he is a liability when he has the puck.
He'll have 70 goals and 700 turnovers.
Holy crap.
I mean, seriously, you can call it out, can't you? You know, even on the power
play. Especially
on
the power play.
He gets the puck on the power play with some room, and it's like, well, this is going the other way. He's going to, don't give it over there. Just one time it. Pastrnak, just one time it.
And last night was a great example to watch because, like, Ovechkin doesn't do that. They have, like, Ovechkin in kind of a stationary role in the power play. Do that with him. Do that. Don't have him be the guy that has to carry the puck into the zone. It's infuriating.
You're so right.
He's careless with the puck. He always has been.
And he gets it. It's like, this is going the other way. He's just going to chuck it wildly somewhere. It's going to go the other way. Oh, it's so right. I hate watching him play. I really do.
But on the other hand, I love watching him play. It's the conundrum with Marcus Smart. It's the conundrum with Pastrnak. You have an issue with this guy. He's just too sloppy with the puck.
Okay, finally. The game was shaping up nicely for the team last night. You know, they go in, they take a 1-0 lead on a Pastrnak goal. Chara takes on Tom Wilson. That's a heavyweight Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua, big boy fight. It was terrific that, you know, you take on Wilson and you sort of, I don't know if Chara TKO'd him, but, you know, great. So you go in, you take a 1-0 lead, Chara drops Tom Wilson, and then you score again on the power play. Now it's 2-0, and it's like, ooh, you came in the proper mindset. You made a statement. Let's go. And here comes replay. Here comes replay.
How many times has this happened to them this year?
So T-Bone today in the midday said they've had 12 goals overturned. Turns out he made up the number, which was unfortunate. I was excited.
I think it's 4,
well,
isn't it?
Well, let's just pretend there's been a... I don't know what the number is. It feels like a crap
ton. Let's pretend Tom's number is right in.
That's right. Let's go with 12. And I'm sure someone keeps it. So nerd call, like, does the league keep it? You know, reverse goals? And where do the Bruins rank in the league? I'd hate to think there's a team that's had more goals wiped off the board or reversed than the Bruins. And it has to be more than 4.
Beers and Surratt said that they had 3, and I think they insinuated that 3 of them were for DeBrusk.
Well, okay, but are we just talking offsides or goalie interference too? Because they've had a couple
offsides,
goalie...
I think.
Okay, so just 3 or 4 in the offsides alone, never mind the goalie interference.
Yeah, I was going just offside. I think it's 4, but go ahead.
Okay,
on
fine, just offside. Fine. That's a crap ton. We're not even halfway through the year, and you've had 4 brought back on the offsides? Okay, so 2 things. You know what? 3 things, 4 things. I want to get to this offside things. This offsides call and replays rolling it and all of it. Okay, so let's do that because we're up against it right after these words.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Up top, Martian. Far circle, one time coming in. Nebraska Bank out in front. Bergeron, they score. Jake DeBrusk with a dish out in front. Patrice Bergeron pounds it home. A power play goal. Bruins 2, Capitals nothing.
I believe they're going to challenge you offside.
Washington is challenging for offside.
No. Bergeron carrying the puck up the right wing side. Man in the middle is DeBrusk. And DeBrusk, wow, that's close, huh? Does he have the left foot up or not? As he's crossing over, left foot on the ice, left foot on the ice. It's offside. The puck is in the blue paint, but it's not all the way over the line. And the left toe of DeBrusk comes up just before the puck enters the zone.
So when I'm commissioner of sports, we're going to let that go. I'm going to keep that goal on the board.
I mean, that's another one. And these transgressions, like, you know, you could say, okay, well, he was offside by a full stride. Okay, fine. Those I get. Like, I get. These are like, you have to watch it four times, five times to look for it.
How about offsides when it matters on the play? Okay, so, like, I don't even think that's offsides. It's not, offsides is when you precede the puck into the zone. That's offsides. Offsides is when you cherry pick. Offsides is when the puck clears the zone and you don't come all the way out as a group. That's offsides. To me, offsides is not when you go in at the same time as the puck and your toe of your skate happens to come off the ice. That's not offsides. But it is. And so now, because we circumcised the mosquito on replay, that goal now comes off the board. And it has for a couple of years, and they're not changing it. I don't see any momentum to change it. I think it's just insane. I think it's nuts. Now, the Bruins, I don't compare it to other teams. I don't know about other teams. But it seems to me this happens to the Bruins a lot.
Yeah.
So I blame part of this on Cassidy. DeBrusk did not have to be offsides there. He was waiting for Pastrnak. He had a chance to wait an extra half second. He got lazy. He got lazy or impatient or sloppy. It was sloppy. That was one of those sloppy offsides. I've seen it a couple times. I saw Bergeron do it. And he even did it on this play, too. At first, I thought they were looking at Bergeron. Bergeron was straddling the blue line and then did one of those crossover steps. But he didn't do the crossover step until Pastrnak was fully in the zone. He had a goal wiped off the board earlier this year because he crossed over.
Correct.
You can't do that anymore. So it's like, I can't help but think this. If Belichick coached the Bruins, they wouldn't have these goals called back because he'd drill it into their brains that these a-hole refs and this stupid rule exists and they're going to get you every single time. So you have to make doubly sure before you enter the zone. You have to keep your sticks and, I mean, your skates on the ice. You can't cross over like Bergeron likes to do. You can't do it. You can't do it. And if you do it, I'm going to fine your ass and then fire you. Which I guess in football you can do, but in hockey you can't. But you know what I'm saying. So this is partly on Cassidy. The team does it too much. He didn't have to be offsides there. But back to the main point. When I'm commissioner of sports, we're going to let that go. 20 seconds elapsed. 20 seconds.
Okay, so the 20 seconds I don't think apply in this case, and I'll tell you why. Because it was a power play, and the Caps were backing off, and they weren't going to, you know, they weren't pinching for the puck or anything of the like. So they were going to let the Bruins carry the puck into the zone. But in the same breath, that to me is why they shouldn't. It shouldn't be enforced. the Capitals were willing to give up the blue line.
Yes, 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 exactly.
Right? So again, so DeBrusque is like, again, a fraction of an inch over the line and his foot's off the ice. But the Caps are backing up. They're giving it to him.
It wasn't offsides. It's not offside. Offsides is when you precede the puck into the zone. He went in at the same time and his skate was off the ice. He didn't gain an advantage by it. It's not like there was a rush that he got a step on a defenseman because he entered the zone early. It was, as Matt said, a power play entry where they all set up on the power play anyway. And so what? I mean, I know the answer, the rules on the book, so we do it. But this is the insidious slippery slope of replay. When I'm commissioner of sports, I'm going to clone me. And in all sports, because apparently you kids have to have replay, you can't live without it. So we're going to go to Sky Judge in all sports. I'm going to clone myself, and I'm going to make myself the Sky Judge in all sports, and you will see.
So there's going to be more than one of you?
There will be, well, whatever, you know, 30 NBA teams, 31 NHL teams, 32 NFL teams, 30 Major League Baseball teams. Multiply all those by the number of games, and that's how many of me we need.
Okay, but there's only like 16 games because two teams per game. So there's
I'm trying to tell you, whatever the number is, come up with a number and clone me that number.
I know. I just want to limit the number of views to the smallest number possible.
Whatever it takes to cover every game in every pro sport. Okay?
I don't need one of you per team. I need one of you per game.
So let's come up with that number, and that's the number of Felger clones we need. And I'll be the Sky Judge, and I will clean this up and simplify it and perfect it so quick, you won't know what happened to you. It'll be like overnight, all of a sudden, it's clean, it's quick, it makes sense, it eliminates the egregious errors, there's no massive delays, and it's like, it's so simple. We're not going to have challenges. You don't get to challenge that. The Capitals coach does not get to challenge whether his skate came off the ice by the width of a credit card on a goal that happened 20 seconds later. You don't get to challenge that. I'm going to take one quick look at it during the break between the goal and the faceoff. And if it's not egregious and didn't impact the play, it's going to stand. It's going to stand. Okay. We're not going to reverse it. And you're just going to have to live with the call on the ice like we all used to. Like we all of us olds who grew up in a different era, we just live with the call on the field of the ice. And that's the culture. It's going to go back to that. And if it's stupid, egregiously bad, and we can see it on the first replay, and it's obvious to the entire world that the puck went through the side of the net, or the James Harden dunk went all the way through the rim, or that goal last year in Columbus hit the netting above the plexiglass and the refs, for whatever reason, just missed it, or in the NFC Championship game last year, the guy got tackled before the ball got there. On those ones, I'm going to reverse it. But I'm not going to spend 2 minutes. It's going to take 2 seconds. Because it'll be easy on the first replay. And then you say, Felger, well, are your clones going to replay this, that, or the other? I'm going to say everything. Everything. Because I'm not going to be an a-hole about it. I'm not going to be some over-officious dinkus and look at every single little thing. Just the important plays that matter in the game that are obvious to everyone. Those will get overturned. They'll all take less than 20, 30 seconds, and we're all going to live with it. And it's just... The NFL now is talking Sky Judge. The NFL. Can you imagine?
I like the Sky Judge idea. I mean, again, basically you're talking about an additional official in the booth.
No. But it has to... Okay, go on.
Yeah. Just being able to jump in and say, this is what the deal is. Like, it's part of the crew, right? Like, I love that idea. I think they should do that in every sport, frankly. Think of the ramifications of that last night. Not only would it have been 2-0, they'd have been on the power play again.
That's right. Well, if they won the challenge...
Right. The goal would have countered, and they'd be on the power play for 2 more minutes.
I'm just saying, in my world, that's not challengeable. That's not something to even look at. We're not going to look at that.
No, I see what you're saying.
We're not going to look at the pop-up slide at second base.
Right.
When the guy comes out, we're not going to look at it. If he happened to come off by a centimeter and the glove was still on him, we're going to live with that. We're just going to live with that. We're not even going to look at that.
I mean, that's really like the neighborhood play. You know, like the last night to me is not offside. The Caps were willing to give that space up. Like that one was, again, another frustrating one. The Bruins have had a lot of those.
But I just worry about football that, you know, in all these sports, when you expand it, you look at more and you take longer to look at it, and it doesn't clean it up. It just jumbles it up. And that's been the trajectory of replay in every single sport. It's just made it worse and clunkier and more intrusive and more of the things that we don't care about getting overturned. That's what happens. And so the sky judge scares the crap out of me. Now they're going to look at everything all the time on every play. It's got to be smart. You've got to, the sky judge, you know, eliminate
egregious calls.
Eliminate all the rules, all the challenges, all the things, and there's just an extra guy in front of the TV for the stupid, easy, obvious stuff. And that's it.
And people will still bitch, though. Yep. People will still bitch.
But, well, I mean, like I say, you'd have to clone me to perfect it. Because otherwise, I don't trust anyone else to do it. I don't trust anyone other than me. And let's come up with that number of how many clones we need, Maz. I'm curious to know what that
no,
would be.
No, really, I told you, I just want to minimize it. That's all.
We continue with your calls on all of this. We'll get to some Patriots items as well. 90 seconds, no commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.